My name is Fernando Alférez. I started here at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in February this year, and I am the new citrus horticulturist at this center. I come originally from Valencia, Spain, where I was working with citrus.
Rootstocks made a difference in Hurricane Irma. It looked like there were some rootstocks that the trees tumbled, others that they stayed up, correct?
Yes, this is anecdotal evidence from our experience here after Irma, but what we saw in adult trees from Valencia and Hamlin on different rootstocks is that Volca Mariana and Flying Dragons were blown over much more than others like Swingle and Carrizo. In the case of Volca Mariana and Flying Dragons, we got up to 50% of trees uprooted, but in the case of Swingle and Carrizo, we got between 2% and 5-6% of trees uprooted, so most of them stayed on the ground.
What would be the reason for that?
We don't know. Probably it's a root architecture, but we are not sure. Usually Carrizo and Swingle are really vigorous and have really dense root systems, but we are still thinking on the reasons behind this behavior. And again, it's anecdotal evidence, but it's really clear.
Do you think high-density groves might have the potential to help fresh fruit producers produce fruit affordably and profitably?
Yes, we think that there is a good potential for fresh fruit production here in Florida. And we have like 14,000 acres now left, but 50 years ago used to be like five times the acreage that we have now. So fresh fruit production is a good strategy for the growers to make profit. And also to make profit with these new varieties that are suitable for fresh fruit production, another strategy that can be pursued is high density growth, because with high density growth in less acreage, we have more trees, we can have smaller trees, and the trees are much better protected against biotic and abiotic stress, and we even can have more fruit per acreage and more value. So the growers invest less money and get more profit, because smaller grows can make this profitable.
And some of your coming research is going to focus on some, especially on the fresh fruit varieties, correct?
Yes, we are interested in new varieties from the UF breeding programs and USDA breeding programs, and we are talking here about sugar bells, early pride, tangos, all new mandarin varieties that have really good marketability, and they can have a lot of added value for the growers. And we are working on different ways to get the best quality on those fruit, both external and internal, because for fresh fruit it's also really important external quality.
Were there any other burning issues you wanted to discuss?
For sure, we are under HLB pressure, and we are also with some other colleagues in other centers like in Lake Alfred. We are assigning novel ways to protect our trees with new compounds that may make the trees more resistant or more tolerant to the bacteria. We are starting a new project with brassinosteroids, and we are starting the treatments right now, both in a greenhouse trees ready to be planted in the grove, and also with adult trees that are already infected, and we want to see if we can revert the infection.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.